Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover, please don't stop me now. Every time I touch you, lift right off the ground. Let them go, all the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Up a floor.
Russia will not prevail in this war. Ukraine will prevail in this war, and we'll stand with them every single step of the way. That's what the compact says, loudly and clearly. And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Oh, no.
President Putin. You're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway. President,
I'm better.
You are a hell of a
better. I'm better, he says. Yeah, not the best idea there to introduce the president of Ukraine as President Putin. let's hope not ever, certainly not yet. But yeah, so then that was earlier in the day. Then in the actual press conference, one of the reporters asked him about this.
I wanted to ask you about your you mixed up president's Zelensky and Putin earlier today. and you now have sort of your key allies, including the British Prime Minister, the President of France, and the German Chancellor having to step in and make excuses for you on that. Officials here are saying off the record that your decline has become noticeable. Hasn't this now, frankly, become damaging for America's standing in the world? Thank you.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference?
Okay, I don't have the ability to figure out which words go with which words in that. Not a sentence.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference?
Oh, no. I think he got them all in there. He sort of got all the prepositions in there. All right. You just got to listen fast.
Did you see any damage to our standing in my leading this conference? Have you seen a more successful conference? What do you think? And the Putin piece, I was talking about Putin, and I said, and now, at the very end, I said, here, I mean, Putin. I said, no, I'm sorry, Zelensky. And then I add five other names. Look, guys.
What? Again, having listened to it a bunch, I think what he's trying to do is say, yeah, but I caught it, and then I corrected it. Okay. I mean, I understand that. It wasn't the only time.
And look what's happened in Asia. We have strengthened the Asian Pacific area more than anyone else has. We just put together with... Today, I asked our NATO allies that we bring on a group from the South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Australia. I already mentioned Australia.
Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and Australia. But he caught it. It'd be better if he didn't have to catch it. But he did catch it. You know, that's true. Okay.
Only thing age does is help you with it, creates a little bit of wisdom if you pay attention. And so the point I'm making is...
It's not the only thing it does.
I think it's important that if the neurologist tells me he thinks I need another exam... And by the way, I've laid every bit of the record out. Hadn't hidden a thing. You ought to ask Trump for his, okay? I laid it all out.
I could see it on the faces of the people in the studio. Just, it's...
I've laid every bit of the record out. Hadn't hidden a thing. You ought to ask Trump for his, okay? I laid it all out.
So if the goal of this press conference was to prove once and for all that the progression from terrible at debate, somewhat pretty bad at ABC sit-down, to glowing stellar when he's on his own with the big boy interview, I'm not sure they pulled it off exactly.
You earlier explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
A lot of people are thinking that. 7:15 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. We got traffic on the fives with Austin.
Thank you, Andrew. Let's see what we got here. All righty. So this traffic update is brought to you by Tops Appliances, your authorized Speed Queen dealer in Milton. Again, that is Tops Appliances. Of course, Talk of the Town is going to be Pensacola Beach both today and tomorrow. We've already got Casino Beach has – or the Casino – what is it? Casino Beach parking lot, right?
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Just wanted to make sure. My confidence is unwavering.
Oh, you're doing great.
No, but the Casino Beach parking lot is officially full. We have gotten a report of that. There doesn't appear to be much backups on the roads, though, in Pensacola Beach. However, we do have some backups on Palafox Street if you are traveling northbound towards Jordan Street. We've been dealing with some issues with that a few times today. Also, this is going to be on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling southbound towards Stumpfield Road. We do have some backups in that area also. The last thing to note is going to be on Highway 29 if you're traveling southbound from the Cantonment area. This is right where Highway 29 splits with Highway 95A. There was an accident report there, but it's luckily not causing much backups at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Back to Joe Biden's press conference he did yesterday at the NATO summit. And the one that made all the headlines yesterday was the very first question, because after reminding us that somebody has to pre-select the order of the people who will call or who he will call on to ask questions.
That I'll take your questions. I've been given a list of people to call on here. Reuters, Jeff Mason.
I'm just doing what they tell me to do on this piece of paper here with these pictures and this big print. But the first question asked was about Kamala Harris, right, as the alternative if he's not the candidate.
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president. So let's start there.
At the very end of the press conference, after calling his vice president, Kamala Harris, Vice President Trump, and that he wouldn't have put her in that position if he didn't think she had the ability to be president, he gets yell asked at the end of the press conference about that comment and Trump criticizing him on Truth Social for it.
This concludes.
Respectfully, earlier you misspoke in your opening answer. You referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. Right now, Donald Trump is using that to mock your age and your memory. How do you combat that criticism from tonight?
Listen to him.
This concludes tonight's press conference. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
What? What does that mean? You ever deliver like a decisive one-liner and instead of everybody going, ooh, good one, sir, they're like, what? I listened to the whole press conference, an hour, okay? Actually, in total, a lot of what he said was quite good and substantial. If slow, if halting, if using a lot of his verbal crutches, all true. But I think generally he gave fairly competent answers for the bulk of the press conference. The question is, the moments that show cognitive struggle, what do they mean? How frequent are they? Will they affect him when he's trying to negotiate with world leaders or when he's making decisions or when he's too exhausted to perform any cognitive functions after 7 o'clock at night? Those are the questions people are asking. And there was one moment in this yesterday that, for me, it caught me the most by surprise because it was the most out of character with everything else. When somebody is older, Austin, okay, when somebody's older, an old man, let's say, and they get agitated, what do they typically start doing?
Stammering.
Okay, fair enough. I think of them as, like, yelling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when somebody yells, it could just be they're angry. could be their angry old man yelling.
Right.
I'm going to be going down to the Johnson Library. I'm going to be going.
By the way, that whole interaction right there, that anyway, that's a cover for I Can't Remember When. And I'm going to say this to transition to my next thought. He has a lot of that in his speech patterns these days.
I'm going to be going around making the case of the things that I think we have to finish and how we can't afford to lose what we've done or backslide on civil rights, civil liberties, women's rights. There's that little button we have. Control guns, not girls. I mean, the idea we're sitting around, that's where Kamala is so good as well. We're sitting around, more children are killed by a bullet than any other cause of death. The United States of America. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We got a candidate saying, promise the NRA, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. We got a Supreme Court that is what you might call the most conservative court in American history. This is ridiculous.
Who are you yelling at?
You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Get off my lawn! I just, it's so weird, out of character, and I don't... But to sum up, okay, number one, Democrats are obviously in great distress over all of this. There's more Democrats every day calling on him to step aside. I still maintain that they would be idiots to have him step aside until after the RNC, at which point the Republicans will have wasted all of their time talking. I'll be there next week. I'm sure I'll hear all of it. Wasting all their time talking about Biden, and then if Biden's not the candidate, oh, dang. So I think that's what's going to happen, if it happens. Second thing is, if you want Biden to step aside, then aren't the same arguments for him bowing out of the race the arguments for him resigning the office? If he's not competent enough for the next 4 years and therefore shouldn't be the candidate, or he's not competent to run the campaign anymore because he's likely to lose, wouldn't the natural progression be there that he should drop out of being president also and resign the office? But very few people are really saying that. But that's the fair question, right? 722 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you've got plumbing issues, leak, drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, or you know, when you turn on the faucet or the water temperature or the water pressure, you know, plumbing stuff, right? If you want to get it fixed right, Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward. And it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
It's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I need to be on.
Well, we started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were direct.
Well, we started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
Oh, man. Classic stuff. 726 here on News Radio Pensacola. Austin has got our traffic on the fives. Austin?
Thank you very much, Andrew. All righty, looking at the traffic here, we do have some backup still on North Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Jordan Street. It's not looking too severe, though, at this time. Nonetheless, something to be on the lookout for, though. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound. Passing Bayshore Road, we do have some backups over there as well. As for Pensacola Beach, we did get confirmation that Casino Beach parking lot is now full. However, there doesn't appear to be too much backups, unless maybe where Fort Pickens Road is meeting Via De Luna. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden is expected to attend a campaign event in Detroit today. This comes after that press conference yesterday. AT&T believes a hacker may have stolen records of calls and texts from almost all of its wireless customers. The company announcing this morning that the stolen data does not, however, include the content of those calls or texts or any personal info. And sad news, actress Shelley Duvall has died at the age of 75. She reportedly died in her sleep due to complications from diabetes at her home in Texas. She starred in several beloved movies and, of course, one of those, horror classic The Shining.
All right, thanks so much, David. Sorry about that. I'm a little jumbled on our order of things today, and it's entirely my fault, but Dave Greenwood is standing by on the line. Of course, this Beach Report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Hey, Dave, sorry about all that. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Happy Blue Angel Friday to you.
Absolutely. What are we looking at for beach conditions today and tomorrow, sir?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful out here, beautiful and hot. So people should remember that. So drink plenty of fluids for the air show. And we're blue skies. I'm looking at blue skies right now and light winds offshore.
And a little bit different order of events today because there's no water break between the civilian acts flying and the Blue Angels, right?
That's correct. There is no water break. So get all your water activity in before the air show begins.
Very good. Anything else you want people to know before the air show today, sir?
Plaque. Pack plenty of patience because it's going to be crowded out here. It's already, again, casino main lot. Casino is already filled. So, but I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, they're going to do their high show. It's going to be a phenomenal day.
Outstanding. We look forward to a great day, a safe couple of days for everybody to enjoy the air show and to enjoy each other and to not have any particular troubles. Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
Absolutely.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day, and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Season Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Season provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit AllSeasonsNow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
Yeah, we got kind of a special opportunity coming up in just a minute. We're going to have our two-star in residence, Admiral Cherico, is here in the studio with me. We'll be talking about the Naval Education Training Command as part of our ongoing series to basically learn what takes place on board these wonderful military installations that we have here in the Santa Rosa and Escambia County area. So he is the, I mean, it is a massive and sprawling command that the headquarters is right here at our base. And so we'll be talking to him about what goes on under his command at NAS Pensacola. Of course, it is air show day. Today, the Blues, the narrator is going to be covering the show at 2 o'clock. We'll be carrying that here on News Radio. You can listen on the app at News Radio Pensacola. And then tomorrow from 12 to 2, Greg McWhorter and I talk about Blue Angels things. And then again at 2 tomorrow, we carry the Blue Angels music and narration for you.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The focus today for President Biden, a fourth trip to Michigan with a third stop in Detroit this year. But his administration is still in a tailspin after his news conference at the end of the NATO summit.
The White House remains in damage control mode, trying to show the American people that the president can still do his job. Since last night, another elected Democrat called on Biden to bow out of the 2024 race. Congressman Jim Himes says he, too, wants a new nominee.
Fox's Mark Meredith, there are at least 17 Democrats who want the president to suspend his campaign. There are reports that number could rise over the weekend. AT&T saying a 2022 security breach hit nearly all of its cell phone customers and landline accounts. The company says the breach did not reveal personal information, including credit card and social security numbers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It's a beautiful Friday morning. Red, White, and Blues Week continues. Expecting big crowds out at Pensacola Beach today with that official dress rehearsal show. So far, we have learned that the Casino Beach parking lot is full. Some parking still available at Park East and Park West. Of course, trolleys running to get you from there to Casino Beach. Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood tells Channel 3 he is expecting green flags today.
And so you always have to respect common phrases, respect the ocean. Always keep your eyes on the ocean. Always respect the ocean.
And again, we talked with him just a few moments ago. Civilian performances and flight demonstrations beginning at noon. The Blues flying at 2 p.m. today. One big change this year. There's not going to be a water break between the civilian performances and the Blue Angels. So as Dave Greenwood mentioned there with Andrew a few minutes ago, make sure you get your water activities in before those civilian performances, which begin at around noon today. Well, Beulah's brand new fire station is open after that ribbon cutting ceremony yesterday. The station on 9 Mile Road, directly behind the former Beulah Fire Station. It's named the Bradshaw McNair Station after late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and retired Chief Steve McNair.
I'm glad that the community supported him and was as missing him the way that they do. I know that he done everything he could to help. His whole heart was into to helping others.
And that's Dwayne Bradshaw Sr. talking to Channel 3 about his son, Dwayne Bradshaw Jr., who died in a car crash November 2019, that is, as he was responding to an emergency call. Well, the sheriff's office says they've closed their 27th drug house of the year in Escambia County. Wednesday, the sheriff's office SWAT team and narcotics unit conducted a search warrant at a home on Pace Boulevard. During that search, investigators say they found 303 grams of meth, 30 grams or more of oxycodone pills, firearms, ammunition. 49-year-old David Runyon taken into custody. He's charged with several crimes, including drug trafficking. Florida digital driver's licenses are now no longer available in app stores. The state pulling those apps this week from both iOS and Android app stores. Those that have already downloaded the apps, they are no longer active. Users are being told to remove them from their phones. Now, so far, the state hasn't given an official reason for this change, but they do say a new app should be released sometime early next year. And Brevard County, now home to one of the largest cruise ships in the world, Royal Caribbean's Utopia of the Seas, docked at Port Canaveral yesterday. That's the world's second largest cruise ship with Enough room, they say, for 5,600 passengers. That debuting next Friday. It is 7:35 right now at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Austin, what are you seeing?
Well, the first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic update is brought to you by Canine Country Club. Canine Country Club has cage-free boarding in Pensacola. You can call 850-293-6871 for more. All right. As David said just a few minutes ago, we do have confirmation that Casino Beach parking lot is full capacity. And also, right where Fort Pickens Road meets Via de Luna Drive, we do have some minor backups there on Pensacola Beach. Outside of that, we do have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound passing Bayshore Road, so be on the lookout for that, causing very heavy backups in that area there. And we also had some lingering backups on Palafox Street if you were traveling northbound towards Jordan Street. However, that has seemingly cleared out for this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have the perfect summer day today with temperatures warming up into the 90s for the afternoon. Small isolated showers in the afternoon as well, 30% chance of rain overall. Temperatures overnight dropping near 77. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain, high near 93. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this beautiful summer pattern into Sunday with a 40% chance of rain, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 78 in Pensacola. 76 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Samsung has announced it is developing its suite of artificial intelligence features known as Galaxy AI, specifically for the Chinese market as it looks to regain business that has been decimated by local players. Samsung's market share in China sits under 1%, with local players like Huawei dominating. Samsung has been trying for several years to revamp its strategy in China, with two new foldable smartphones with AI features launching this week. The Department of Agriculture has issued a public health alert after multiple ready-to-eat meats products were illegally imported from the Philippines. Affected products include Argentina brand corned beef, Lady's Choice chicken spread, and more. The items were shipped to 9 states, including Connecticut, Delaware, and Ohio. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 32, the NASDAQ lost 364, and the S&P 500 down 49. Once again, futures are mixed. That's your money now.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing them in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Yes, 7:42 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. This episode of Meet Your Tenant Commands is brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. Joining me here in studio for, I think, now our eighth installation of this ongoing project to understand the military mission operation here in Northwest Florida, I have the Rear Admiral, that's a two-star, Jeffrey Cherico, call sign Caesar, the Commanding Officer of Naval Education Training Command, NETSI, onboard NAS Pensacola. Admiral, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks, Andrew. Love your sweatshirt.
Oh,
anybody can see it. It's a United States Navy sweatshirt.
My wife got me this recently, so this is my keep warm in the freezing studio sweatshirt. So
I love it. I have to wear it out in the 90-degree heat later today, too.
Oh, it's funny, too. When I leave every morning, I have to, like, immediately take it off because it's so hot outside. So first thing, let's talk about this a little bit. Your story is kind of interesting because you are personally heavily invested in the military mission in the United States because you have a couple of kiddos who are in the military, right?
Yeah, I do. So it's a family business in the Cherico family. My wife is a veteran.
Okay.
So we met at the Naval Academy. She was a ship driver and then a meteorologist.
Okay.
And a South Jersey beach girl. So she's home in Pensacola. She
nice.
Loves this place. And then my oldest daughter is a instructor, but she flies MH-60 Romeos out of San Diego. My son, next, is a P-8 Poseidon Naval Flight Officer out of Whidbey. So that's two. There's many more.
And you have, I think, eight kids
I have
and five
eight
in?
Kids, yeah. And then third is Cecilia. She's a Navy nurse married to a Marine. Condolences later. And then Regina is a nuke power, well, in prototype now. She's going submarines. And Rosie's in the basic school for the Marine Corps.
That's fantastic.
And
that's
then
amazing.
Three to go.
And I mean, yeah, and so as a family, heavily invested. So for you to be the commanding officer of NETSI is pretty interesting because, again, the purpose of this whole series is to expose people to what the commands right. do. You're the only admiral in residence here in the two, not the only admiral. There's lots of retired admirals here, but you're the only active duty admiral in the two-county area. What is Naval Education Training Command?
All right, it's a huge command, as you mentioned earlier. But overall, we take the concept, I think, of the bumper sticker would be street to fleet.
Okay.
So NETSI is huge. It's about 70,000 people, and we've got about 600-plus commands underneath us, spans the world.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely huge.
And in terms of, just so people get a picture of it, so much of the Navy is built around the idea that there's a headquarters in one place, but the subordinate command and or training units and or detachments or elements that report to them can be far flung, and in your case, far flung across the United States, even internationally, like in Spain, Japan, all over the place,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Everywhere.
And so you're responsible for the training, not all of the training for everything, but it's an enormous variety of training systems to equip sailors to become operational in whatever they get assigned to, right?
Absolutely. So, but way back in the old days, in the early 70s, CNO had asked for a study. He was frustrated about, the Chief of Naval Operations asked for a study. He's frustrated about capabilities, equipment, and missions ending up in the fleet without proper training. So they did a big study, and Naval Education and Training Command is a result of that. And there's 17 communities in the Navy. I touch every one of them. I'm held accountable for the individual and technical training, officer and enlisted, Navy-wide.
And some of those subordinate commands are here in NAS Pensacola, and again, some are all over the place. And it's one of those interesting things because people tend to perceive, well, you're the admiral, so you obviously control NAS Pensacola. Well, no, that's Village.
That's Village.
And
I would love to control Village. Village and I go way back.
And weirdly, he doesn't report to you, and you don't report to him.
He answers my phone calls.
Well, but I would think that's true. Yeah, I would think that's true. We're talking to Rear Admiral Jeff Cherico. Caesar's his call sign. We'll talk to him a little bit more in just a second. Austin has got a quick traffic on the fives. Austin?
This traffic update is brought to you by Pensacola Motorsports, helping you have outdoor fun in the sun since 1968. All right, just a couple of notes here. We do have heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you are traveling westbound, passing Bayshore Road, there was an accident in that area causing pretty heavy backups there. Also, where Olive Road meets Palafox Street, we've got backups on both roads there as well. As for Pensacola Beach, there doesn't appear to be too many backups going on. However, we did receive confirmation earlier this hour that the Casino Beach parking lot is full. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Back to Admiral Cherico. So instead of itemizing all the training elements that you do oversee, right, I think it might actually be more useful to think of all the training in the Navy minus the things you don't oversee.
Right.
What are
right.
a couple of the things that you don't specifically oversee? Training for air. That's NATSE, right?
Sinatra under Admiral Snap.
Can I sidebar? NATSE, NETSE, CNAT,
it's all part of the
test. NASC, NETSAFA. The acronyms are overwhelming.
It's Navy okay. specialty.
But yeah, Sinatra oversees the Chief of Naval Air Training.
Yes.
So outside of air, which you don't oversee airplanes, except for Schools Command. Which is the first step, and that's Redman, and you oversee him. But other elements that you don't oversee?
Navy Nuclear Power Training Command. So the initial foray into the education for the submarine and surface nuke force up in Charleston and a prototype. After that, I've got the submarine and surface nuke force. SEAL, BUDS training, mm-hmm. they own that. And then I pick up the leadership training for them on the backside.
Okay.
And then the last one is Hospital Corpsman. It's really joint training out in Texas. But again, we pick them up for their in-stride training. So everything.
So literally everything training other than those things.
There's no training to command something this big. That's what I learned after like the first week.
And it's been your year in the job. So I'm sure the learning curve was steep.
Yes.
To become familiar with all of these various elements. So let's talk about some of them. You actually have a couple of flag officers who are subordinate to you.
I do.
Who report to you. One stars, I assume.
I got a, yeah.
You, and a two star,
so
I think.
It's an interesting story, yeah.
Yeah.
Three, right?
You have three admirals report to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do they oversee?
Okay, so I've got a deputy. He's a reservist. It's Rob Nowakowski, and he, you know, acts in my stead when he's drilling. And then I've got Admiral Craig Mattingly at Naval Service Training Command. Think all accession training,
okay.
So for sailor or officer. And then I've got Rear Admiral Jim Waters, recently put in as the two-star now,
okay.
Working at Navy Recruiting Command. Navy recruiting was struggling. We are killing it now.
And, yeah, and,
it's been
and,
awesome.
And that's one of the ones that, you know, kind of even I for 10 years. Interviewing admirals and talking yeah. about NETSI and the important role that you occupy here at the base, I hadn't been aware that recruiting was one of your subordinate commands. So the entire world of Navy recruiting falls under your responsibility, which historically recently has been a significant challenge. As I understand it, other than rescue swimming is doing great, right now. Is that basically
in,
right?
In general, I would say we call it the Warrior Challenge group, like the SEALs, special small boat, small combat craft. In general, we are killing it. As we move down the line and look at our next challenge, Warrior Challenge, so our high high quality rates like those need some attention. But we are, looks like we're going to make our recruiting mission this year, which is significant considering the turnaround over the last year. If I could throw a number at you.
Please
you
do.
Mind. 2022, we recruited about 22,000 people. In 23, we recruited 30,700. In 24, we're about to hit 40,600.
Oh, my God.
And then I've asked the CNO, the Chief of Naval Operations, to maintain that load for at least the next 3 years.
And that, I mean, I did not know the numbers were that good.
Hear people say we're missing.
Right.
So where we are missing, I cannot ship everybody to boot camp by the end of the year.
Oh, because you're at capacity at boot camp.
Yeah,
okay.
A single boot camp.
And that's one of the things, maybe just to help people wrap their minds around what NETSI does, is I think of you as basically the labor force production for the Navy. Because, you know, you can't just take a sailor and say, you know, here, go do this on the ship or whatever. They have to be trained. And so your job is to produce the human resource to recruit and then train and then get them into the position they need to be so that they can do the job of somebody else who's either moving up or moving out or hasn't been filled in a while. And so, you know, obviously when you're running a factory, you have an assembly line full of parts, okay? And those parts have to arrive in time for you to assemble let's say it's a vehicle. But you are like the human parts for the massively intricate and complex system that is the United States Navy.
Absolutely. So we call it the supply chain, but we don't treat our human beings as commodities.
Right.
Right. They're all human beings. And you can retain more people who are in the Navy, but eventually you have to recruit. And just, you know, philosophically, I look at the Navy. Most commands have between 3 and 5 years with an individual. So if you just do the math, you're losing between 20 and 33% of your workforce every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to build that production line in of whole and competent sailors to be able to step right in and do things like what they're doing in the Red Sea right now.
And running into that capacity issue is a challenge too, because if you've been adapted to running low or short, and now all of a sudden you've been very successful at the thing you needed to do, but almost you've got too much.
We're the dog that caught the car at the end of the driveway.
Right. I love that. Yeah. So aside from recruiting, which is, again, one of your key subordinate commands, you know, what are some of the other major elements of what you oversee in terms of training?
Okay. So basic military training or recruit training command up at Great Lakes. If you ever get the chance to go up there,
it's a boot camp.
Got to go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we talk individual and technical training. There's 86 specific jobs in the United States Navy, and we cover down on all those schoolhouses.
Okay.
So we typically call them A school or C school. C school is a more advanced course.
Okay.
And as they roll through that, so every one of those rates in the United States Navy. The more fun, in my opinion, is the in-stride training that comes back out. I've got Navy Leadership and Ethics Command up in Newport, Rhode Island, where we take every prospective commander at every level, and they get saturated with ethics training, practical training, anecdotal discussions where they really start learning through telling stories about how to navigate the complexities of service in the United States Navy.
And I think, again, speaking from my own perspective, which I got to assume is what other people think, is the idea that you have to actually have a training course for commanding officers might be surprising, because people might assume, well, look, if they get to that rank, let's say captain rank, okay, and they've got a significant command, well, just by being in the Navy all these years and dealing with people and solving problems, surely they know how to command. And your answer is, okay, yes, but we can do a lot better if we have a professional standardized system of equipping them for the particular challenges that that's going to carry, right?
Absolutely. Having a standard, maintaining the standard is important. I've been through all of those courses and commanded. I think this is my fifth command. I have learned more from sitting with my classmates and listening to those who come before tell us their stories. And again, if you can use that 20 to 30% attrition or turnover, You know, this is the first time in this job for me.
Yeah.
And every time you're a commander, it's the first time in that job.
And then just one last quick thing, and I knew we would run completely out of time before we really got to too much of what you do. We are almost out totally out of time. Is you guys have been working on, and you've been working on a process of delivering remote training. You know,
yes.
COVID forced the Navy to adapt, as everybody, but it also gave you opportunities where maybe challenging that traditional assumption that you got to be in a classroom, in a building, somewhere on a base learning, where maybe instead we could have you in your bunk, you know, on the ship learning the skills you need, or, you know, honing the skills you need for your current or perhaps your next assignment, and one-on-one through digital, you know, resources instead of in a classroom somewhere, which can be much more expensive and time costly, and you lose them from their active duty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you think about it, if you're curious about something or you have a task at hand, you should be able to look it up and figure it out. You know, I have a really interesting looking 23-year-old Cherokee that you might see driving around town.
Okay.
I'm on YouTube looking how to fix that.
Right.
Right? We want that same principle, natural curiosity, but the knowledge at your fingertips so that you can really become proficient or at least have great, we call it first pass yield. Hey, I had this task. I know how to do this task. I've done it, and we can get back in the fight.
Well, Admiral Cherico, like I said, I knew we'd totally run out of time, but commanding officer of NETSI, Naval Education Training Command. He is a two-star admiral. That position is always a two-star admiral.
Yes.
Historically, it's a three-year tour, so he'll be with us for another 2 years, located on the base. And, thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for taking over this massive task of training for the Navy. Congratulations on the numbers that somewhat predate you, but also show even better improvement while you've been
yes.
on the job for the last year. Admiral Cherico, thanks for the time, and best of luck in continuing this vital mission for the Navy.
Thank you, and thanks for having me in your house. And again, don't take that sweatshirt off.
Absolutely. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
All righty, let's see. Looking at our traffic here, there is a little bit of backups on Via de Luna Drive, right where Fort Pickens Road meets Via de Luna there. And we do have confirmation that Casino Beach parking lot is full. Outside of that, though, there isn't much going on. Maybe some backups on Scenic Highway as you are approaching Hyde Park Road. Outside of those couple spots, there's not much going on. You're listening to there I go again, trying to do a segue about Pensacola right now. Forgive me for that. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, or if it's time, go to Frontier Motors and browse the selection. It's kind of like a buffet of good quality, almost new cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, and they have been around serving the Pensacola community with this fantastic selection. If they don't have the car you want, they can find it for you, for sure. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place that Andrew McKay and Dave Ramsey recommends. Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway, and also on Pensacola Boulevard.
What does it take to be a Blue Angel? Passion, precision, accuracy, just like how they handle your money at Stuart Markey Group of 72 Capital Wealth Management. From private wealth management to customized estate planning and retirement, you can trust them for comprehensive financial planning. Through this process, you can build and preserve your wealth, leaving you with more time to be inspired. 72 Capital Wealth Management, dedicated to achieving your most important financial goals. Visit them online to start today at 72capital.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio.
7:59 on News Radio Pensacola. All right. Yeah, is Blue Angels Day with a quick headline for us. David Wayne's in the newsroom. David?
Well, there's a new poll showing President Biden holding his own among voters in the weeks since that debate performance, but former President Donald Trump getting pretty close. This poll from PBS, NPR,
Maybe he's not on TikTok, and so they don't know what happened.
Maybe.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.